title of this writing is The Pause That Refreshes. Years ago, my friend Paul and I taught a course in communication. I was responsible for the nonverbal portion of the class, and Paul taught the public speaking section. I remember him teaching the class about the value of a pause. A pause allows time for the message you've just delivered to sink in and adds emphasis to it. A well-placed pause also sets up the payoff idea, or for comedians, the punchline. The pause even has a greater use when you apply it to your own life. Pausing before you speak or act has been a learning experience for me. It's an ongoing lesson, but each time I remember to apply it, it pays dividends. Culturally, we are conditioned to have an instant answer. If we don't, we may be judged as slow on the uptake. Men, more than women, have been brought up with the idea that we have to know, and we have to know right now. That's why there are more male than female stutterers. When we were little, out with it, out with it, out with it may have been a high-volume phrase that we heard, and it's produced more stutterers than you can imagine. The problem is that the instant answer, too often, doesn't answer the problem. Take the couple driving around looking for something. If we have a culturally conditioned, must-know man behind the wheel, he's likely not going to stop and ask for directions. "Don't worry, I'll get us there," is his response to a plea to stop and ask. A half hour later, they're still lost. He didn't take time to pause. Not only will pausing keep you from saying or doing something stupid, it has a bigger payoff than that. The pause, in a high percentage of situations, delivers a much better answer, one that you wouldn't have received unless you paused. Recondition yourself to pause more often before jumping into action or giving your instant answer. The pause will open the door to more possibilities and directions, and you won't have to make as many course corrections. All the best, John.